Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on February 10th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. And, of course, it's Ash Wednesday, after Fat Tuesday. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
Of course, you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. You know I was out last night, right?
You're repenting for what you did last night, right?
Yes, for the last couple of weeks. Today is Ash Wednesday, and it's time to repent. But because this is the Redondo Beach Chamber Show, I'm going to highlight a couple of our local restaurants that had some events last night for Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, Carnivale, whatever you want to call it. Raging Cajun had several events throughout. Since last Thursday.
Wow.
They've been having some live music and special menus and stuff celebrating Mardi Gras. And last night, I attended a Carnivale celebration with my burgeoning Italian group.
Yeah.
You can't believe how many Italians are in the South Bay. We all went to Osteria Piave.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, right off Torrance Boulevard and PCH. And oh my goodness. What a great time. First off, Angelo, the owner, had a special menu for us. And our group, I think we had about 14 at our table. But the place was packed. And at every table, people came in not just masks and beads. There were full Renaissance costumes.
Mm.
It was unbelievable. What a scene. It was so much fun.
Pictures.
You know, I took some video last night of all the people at all the different tables,
yeah.
and when I posted it to Facebook, you can't see anything.
It
was so dark,
yeah.
So it didn't come out, but I'm going to gather up a bunch of pictures today. Everybody else took pictures, so I will post them later today. So that was a lot of fun, but now, as you said, we repent and atone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great time, and
yeah.
A great season it is in Redondo. What a great season with all of the development going on and growth.
Is there a development season?
I think so. And I think Redondo has found it. But there are historic changes coming to Redondo, and it's a wonderful time to be a Redondo Beach citizen. And of course, it's a wonderful time to have a conversation with the mayor.
The mayor, yes. Yeah,
the mayor.
Yeah.
Jackie, who is our guest today?
Well, I don't have to tell anybody about this guy because everybody knows him. So I'm going to skip the long introduction. This morning, we're going to hear some of what Mayor Steve Aspel will focus on during the State of the City address, which will take place on Tuesday, February 16th at the Crown Plaza, Redondo Beach and Marina Hotel at 7 a.m. Welcome to the program, Mayor.
Hey, well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity.
Steve, it's, you know, just let's step back for a moment. I mean, you've lived in Redondo and the South Bay in general for a long time. Have you ever left the confines of PCH?
I've never left the confines of PCH. Actually, I was brought home from the hospital on February 16th, 1953, by the way.
Oh!
It'll be on my birthday.
Yeah.
We lived in Manhattan Beach, about a block off of Sepulveda. Mm-hmm. And then when I grew up in Westchester, it was less than a block from Sepulveda. And I've lived in Redondo in three different locations. And the furthest I've ever lived from Sepulveda or PCH is on Curtis over by Aviation.
Right.
So I've always lived on the corridor of the PCH or Sepulveda. Right now I'm only a block from it.
Right. There is, there's an imminent livability about the South Bay. I drive all over the city and you see various communities and they all have their charm and they all have their energy. But in terms of livability and just sort of peace of mind, the South Bay just can't be beat.
No, it's a wonderful place. That's why, if I didn't think that, I wouldn't have ran for mayor.
Right.
It's my favorite place in the world. We actually live in paradise down here.
Wow. So paradise has a number of developments, and there is a number of issues going on here in Redondo and the South Bay in general, but in Redondo, historic, once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. So, state of the city, where do you start?
I'm going to give you everything of the state
okay.
of the city, or it would take the surprise out. when I do the state of the city, and this will be my third one, my particular method is not to show a whole lot of PowerPoint presentations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to show graphs and charts of how many potholes we fixed or, you know, the arrows going up for the economy or this and that. So it's mostly just a discussion about our city, the city management, all the new people that he's hired. Joe Hefkins, our city manager, he's been there a year. Mm-hmm. And all the people that department heads that he's hired. And we've had a real turnover in City Hall in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people are excellent and incredibly talented people. And then we'll talk about, you know, everything from Harbor Drive to the Special Olympics were in town last year. We'll talk about the Super Bowl 70-10K.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we'll talk about, of course, CenterCal and AES and the Pier and
mm-hmm.
various hotels and ideas that we have coming up. And
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll talk about the hotels in North Redondo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk a lot about the schools and then give out awards for the Business of the Year and a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mm-hmm.
And just various things. It's going to be about 45 minutes, and usually they have to give me the hook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk too much. But my state of the city is more informal than anybody else. I don't use a teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a lot of charts or PowerPoints that will bore people. I do have a video. We made a video.
Good.
And I was flying over Redondo as a passenger on an ultralight. We took a lot of aerial shots of Redondo and the pier and all the schools. And we're setting that to music. And that group called Feed the Kitty, who they played last year when we did a rendition of I Love L.A., but we changed it to I Love Redondo.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do it this year.
You went up in an ultralight?
I did, out of Pacific Blue Air in Hawthorne. There is an ultralight, and it's a tourist service, like you'd go anywhere else in Hawaii or something, and they have videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually pretty funny. I found it on Groupon through a friend of ours, Marcy Klein, uses them. And on Groupon, it's only like $160 for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you go up there, and they have two GoPros on there, and they take and everywhere you're flying, it's taking a picture of myself as the passenger and then all the surrounding sights. And it's pretty cool. It is really weird in an ultralight, though. It's like being in a motorcycle at 2,000 feet. There's nothing.
That's right. Oh, my. Was it scary?
No, it's actually a trip. But I think I found it safer than an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you're in the engine office, it's going to glide. and you could actually land on a street. You only need about 100 feet to land. And if all else fails, he pulls a ripcord and a parachute pops out. And you just float down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It would, the only thing, there's a catastrophic failure of, you know, one of the mountings or something, then it would be a disaster. But mm-hmm. No, I think it's very safe. It is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a trip. You get a great view. They would do that, and she put together, Marcy Klein's putting together a video for me, and the Feed the Kitty will sing a song. We rewrote the lyrics to an old 80s song from modern English that's was called Melt With You.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm not going to hum it for you because I have a terrible voice, but we rewrote the lyrics, and I'm not going to give it up on the radio here, but you have to show up to see it or hear it, but it's going to be fun.
Exciting.
I want people to show up, have fun, and get some ideas of what's going on in the city and keep it all positive.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much negativity going around with development and lack of too much or depending on your point of view. So, it's basically just a positive statement about what's going on in the city, and we're lucky to live here.
Well, that's certainly true. There's no doubt about that. And so, when we talk about these individual issues, if we don't get into too much detail, we just talk about the historic nature of the time that we live in. The process that we have going forward with AES, it's just a historic opportunity.
Yeah, we may actually be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel for AES.
Right.
It has been a contentious issue since before I was ever invented,
mm-hmm.
and it's just something that's been bothering Redondo for a long time.
Right.
And we tried. The heart of the city was way back when, 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
was deemed the best way to get rid of the power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my good friend now Chris Cagle got the citizens in an uprising against that, and then that city council at the time rescinded the plan,
mm-hmm.
and which is a good thing. It was just too big, but the mindset was, what do we got to do? We got to do to get rid of the power plant. And then they came up with various iterations, and then of course we had Measure B, which
mm-hmm.
lost,
mm-hmm.
and people spoke, and then. That was going to get rid of that. That was a guaranteed way to get rid of the power plant,
mm-hmm.
but that didn't happen. So we go on to it. We just keep moving on it down the road, and AES is going to it's marketed right now, and through a real estate firm. And if someone has a spare $150 million or something, they can buy it.
It's a steal.
We have we're going to have a subcommittee,
mm-hmm.
A special task force. To determine what the citizens wanted down there. But through the brilliance of basically Mike Webb, our city attorney, he put together a deal with AES to suspend that task force for at least until August and give AES an opportunity to market to somebody else so they can just vacate the property.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's so clear, Steve, that the next owner, and there will be a next owner in not too long a time, because that is a premier property on the entire West Coast of the United States. That's got to be one of the properties that someone is looking at, if they're looking at any property, Pebble Beach, all throughout Southern and Northern California.
Are you saying you want a golf course?
Uh-oh, not another controversy.
Course, but, I don't think it would pencil out financially.
There's a great
article in today's L.A. Times about Playa Vista.
Yeah.
And all the Google and high-tech firms moving in and how they've developed that. They were saying how that's the last huge, one of the last undeveloped areas. Now it's developed now, but areas in L.A. It was a great article.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not as wonderful of a site as the AES property.
No.
Because it's not oceanfront.
No,
and
I think...
somebody will buy it, but somebody's going to have to be able to tolerate and deal with us in Redondo Beach, because if you follow it, which I'm sure everybody listening follows it, it can get pretty nasty at times.
Right.
And it's very volatile.
Mm-hmm.
And... there's no easy way out. But whatever they do, whoever buys it, will have to go to a vote of the people to for a rezoning.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask about that. So the zoning has not changed because that was the Measure B that didn't go through, right?
Correct.
That was a zoning change measure, and that didn't happen. So it's still not zoned for commercial or residential or anything like that yet.
So industrial and parks, it's actually open space, it could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, whoever buys it will do their due diligence. People with that much money on hand obviously aren't stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to just throw hundreds of millions of dollars into this site there, 56 acres, and then not be able to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the people of Redondo Beach, their main concern is traffic, whether it's a reality or it's perceived, it's traffic. So housing, I don't see housing going in down there.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was single family houses, an extremely small percentage of the land. But you know, whoever buys it's going to have to deal with the public before they can get their entitlements, and it'll be a long process.
Right.
I think if Measure B would have won, the power plant would be gone sooner, mm-hmm. unless somebody came in right now and said, we're going to give you $150 million to tear down the plant. And again, I can't say what they're going to build. If you said build a park, you'd have 48% of the people say no way. If you say build a hotel, you'll have 48% of the people say no way.
Mm-hmm.
The hard part about Redondo is to get over that hump of every election we've had of a concerning land use is always 52-48% vote.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's got to find a way to get an extra 3-4%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to come up with an idea for a new developer that will not just have to survive a vote, but will be a mandate from the people, like win by 70% or something. So right now we do have a subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
That's getting AES ideas, and that subcommittee's myself, Councilmember Laura MD, and Councilmember Bill Brand. So, we're trying to meet and come up with ideas that we can give to prospective buyers.
Okay.
As we discovered, Mayor, you're not going to ever make everybody happy. there's always going to be people that don't want this or don't want that or yeah.
The problem is in local politics, though. It's safe to say you win 50% plus one in any political system. You still won. It doesn't matter how much you won by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But when you have to go to the market or go to Catalina Coffee or wherever you're going, and you go to dinner, you always rather have a mandate, whether it's for an initiative or for a local election, whether it's for mayor or council or whatever. You got to win by a lot, so the losers aren't just staring at you. You get to see people in the city when you're a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're higher up the food chain, in the state or the federal government, you don't see your constituents.
Yeah.
You don't run into them at the market.
Right.
So, we're hoping to come up with something this time, and I really believe in my heart of hearts it's going to happen, that whoever buys it will want to develop it with the wishes of the majority of Redondo Beach in mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, would a savior like Facebook or one of those companies, would that be the kind of scenario that the city would like to see?
People have mentioned the idea of a high-tech campus or a Silicon Valley type of campus.
Right.
But they're pretty much already entrenched into that Playa Vista area.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you had a high-tech campus or any kind of campus down here at that site and there were 1,000 employees, that would still bring in a lot of traffic at rush hour.
Right.
So that might not be the answer, but, it would be – right now I'm open to anything. Anything the citizens want to throw out there, I will listen to, because my only goal for the last 15 years, because I was on the Planning Commission before I ran for office, my only goal is to get rid of the power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody, and I'm leaving all the ideas open to, for other people, because, you know, I'd like to see something with you know, more than, you know, 20 to 30% open space. That doesn't include just walkways and little areas between buildings. You know, we want some open space where people can actually play soccer or softball or something. I'd like to see a field down there. But look, if this, the market will determine what will be built.
Well, it's fantastic. You're a cancer survivor, and it's clear that in your lifetime, Steve, something amazing is going to happen with that AES property, and I'm certainly looking forward to it. And
so let's hope. I've said that for years, something's going to happen, and it's still sitting there.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, it whatever it is, it has to pencil. I mean, unless we get some, you know, great philanthropist that wants to come in and buy it and turn it into, return it to wetlands or something, you know? I mean, unless, you know, there are people out there with that kind of money that can do stuff like that. Has anybody approached those people?
Yes, we were going to, there's grants out there, there's a parkland conservancies, and we're going to talk to people in the state of California, in fact, next week.
Awesome.
About it. However, but what I have to caution people on, and I use this line when I was running for office, you know, when you have just like 2 minutes in somebody's house, you have to come up with basic, you know, one-line answers, little sound bites.
And there he goes again, the 25-second speech.
Yeah, people have to remember that. Well, let me put it this way. My mantra has always been, if Bill Gates all of a sudden showed up one day and gave us the money to tear down the power plant and make it into a 56-acre park. And it was a beautiful park.
The Central Park of Redondo.
Yeah. It would. What people have to remember is, it depends on which person in the staff at Redondo Beach you talk to, but it would probably cost $3 to $5 million a year to maintain it.
Right.
Police, fire, public works, and just to maintain a park is not free. And, you know, parks are made to make money, but, you know, the citizens have to be able to afford it to maintain a park.
Right.
And then parks on a weekend and holidays would attract a lot of people. If that was a 56-acre park, we would have, it would be madness on the weekends. And I have no problem with that because, you know, this is an urban recreational area, and it was a park that would be open to everybody from the entire world. It would create a lot of traffic.
A lot of traffic.
But that's fine. And but parks aren't free. And I don't see it ever penciling out where it was one large park. The Coastal Commission has already declared, I think, and I don't remember off the top of my head, 8 to 10 acres of that site is going to have to remain wetlands. So there's an area behind the power plant that, you know, has wetlands in it and birds and things. So that won't be paved over. And I don't think we can consider that part of open space because that, you know, kids can't play on it.
Right.
So, you know, I've had my two stepchildren and my two daughters. So we've had my entire married life of 25 years, we've had kids in sports and things like that. So I'm a big believer that we need more fields for kids to play in. I'm not really interested in looking at birds and bunny rabbits and reeds. We'll play.
Well, you know, that's a very good point you make, because you remember the controversy over what was going on at the sand dune in Manhattan Beach. You know, when once people outside of the area discovered it and started going there and working out, and the neighbors were up in arms about it. You know, and that's just that little sand dune.
Yeah,
I mean, could you imagine?
The people in Manhattan Beach, they got a little insular in there. They didn't like anybody from east of Sepulveda.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to go down that road. But,
you said it. We did.
It's basically, you know, you cannot have, whether it's Sand Dune Park or have our Veterans Park or any place, you can't reserve it for the citizens of that city.
Right.
It's
just, it's number one, it's illegal. But right. So we have, with the Coastal Commission, especially everything west of PCH, is under the jurisdiction of the California Coastal Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has to remember that our pier, our parks, are all urban recreation areas. And I've enjoyed our pier for years because it's a cross-section of California, Southern California.
Mm.
And, you know, you can't fool with anybody. If something gets too popular, like Sand Dune Park did, then they start having a fit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a law of unintended consequences. If you make something too popular, you're going to get inundated with people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Mayor, I'd like to switch gears a little bit, and I'll throw you a softball this
way. Wait. Should we do commercials? Should we do the station break?
Sure. Let's get it in.
Softball. Okay.
I'll throw you a softball after the break.
No worries.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking with Mayor Steve Aspel. Of course, the State of the City address is going to be coming up on Tuesday, February 16th at the Crown Plaza Redondo Beach and Marina Hotel at 7 a.m. This is an early morning State of the City address, and there's going to be a video, and it's going to be exciting.
Music, live music.
Live music. Is Feed the Kitty going to be there live?
Yes, they are.
Feed the Kitty, ladies and gentlemen, at 7 a.m. in the morning is going to be there live. So that's going to be very exciting. And we'd love to have your comment or question. If you'd like to call in, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
Okay. So, Mayor, when the softball is, what is the best thing about the redevelopment of the harbor that you're looking forward to the most?
Well, that's not a softball. The best thing?
Yeah.
A lot of best things.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically going to, they're saying, to revitalize the waterfront.
Mm.
I did a interview with Fox TV about 2 weeks ago, and I've never seen it aired yet, but they're doing a whole compilation of vignettes down there at the harbor. And we were out there overlooking, up by Kincaid's, and to my back was the International Boardwalk. And it was 70 degrees, beautiful, beautiful day. And they asked me what the problem was, and I said, the problem is there's nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't anybody in the background. There was all these stores open, and the yellow submarines down there had no customers. The restaurants had no customers. So, you know, people aren't going here.
Mm-hmm.
The locals will go down there, but it's not used like it should. The locals don't use as much as they claim to. I've said all along that when your family and friends come out from another state or from back east or another country, and you live in Redondo Beach and you're taking them out to dinner, most of the time you're taking them to Manhattan Beach and Hermosa, not taking them down to the pier. And I'd like to change that. So, you know, I think this is going to be a long process on the pier. Some people are acting like there's going to be shovels in the dirt this December, and that's the farthest thing from the truth. I want to make sure this is done in my lifetime, more so than the AES. The you know, there's so many entitlements that CentraCal has to go through. There's negotiations with our people and their people, and a lot of lawyers involved, and there's still a lot of work to be done on their ideas. So I just want to make it a nice place where you're going to go to have lunch, dinner, drinks, take your kids for a walk. But the plans that I've seen so far are pretty spectacular.
Mayor, when there was a process in 2008 where several development companies competed for the right to move forward and present plans and develop plans for the revitalization of the waterfront, CentraCal was chosen as the winner of that process and then given an exclusive, you know, non-compete agreement during that period. But they've got a lot of work to do. They've got to spend a lot of money. Explain that process and how having a partner like CentraCal is so important for the city.
You just blew my mind. Was it really 2008? It doesn't seem that long ago.
That was 8 years ago.
CentraCal was one of the finalists. I believe there were three finalists.
Right.
We'll pull down from more than that.
Right.
The council voted to work out a deal with CentraCal. The council vote was 4-1. And Mike Ginn, the mayor at the time, supported it. And, you know, the mayor didn't have a vote in that, but he was a big supporter. And it just worked out. They've had places before. They have, whether you want to call it a mall or call it a development or whatever you want to call it, they have them mostly around the Pacific Northwest and Utah. And they have a talent for this. And every one of their projects are different, so they don't have to, they don't all look like a certain type of development. Everyone has his own character. So, you know, they've invested millions and millions and millions of dollars in this thing. They've had to pay for the EIRs and all the work going into it so far they've had to pay for. So that's why you give them exclusive negotiating agreement. And we had to extend it a couple weeks ago because a lot of the delay for the environmental impact reports are because of council asked questions. We wanted to have more financial reports. We wanted more studies done as a group. I say we, the council as a whole. And that the city council was the basic reason for the delays. So we gave them, 6 months extension on the negotiating agreement. And that's to protect them. You know, they're not, they wouldn't have, it was $611,000 that the city or the citizens of Redondo Beach would have had to pay for this latest report if we didn't extend it. And I was disappointed that two of the council members saw fit to say, well, it's only $611,000. We should just pay it, not extend it. Well, that's $611,000 that could have gone to you, can go for police department, for roads, for anything, but not to pay just to end somebody's agreement there. But all it does is say that the exclusive negotiating agreement says that we can't come to an end, and all of a sudden, once all the entitlements are made, then we can't just say, oh, never mind, CentraCal, you're out, and we're going to bring somebody else in. They wouldn't put up all this money if they were going to be thrown out and everything's already done for the next developer. So it was fair, and even if it comes in up to, you know, 6 more months, it may have to be extended again, hopefully not. But, you know, it's just a cost of doing business, and I didn't want the citizens of Redondo Beach to pay that $611,000 for the reports. The CentraCal's a fine company. I think that, you know, they've listened to people, and a lot of times when you give a suggestion, and I don't listen to it, you're assuming I didn't listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I listened to you just means I didn't use your suggestion. But they still have a lot of work to do, by the way. I'm not saying that Senator Cal's plans, or their imagineering, so to speak, is set in concrete. There's
right.
a lot of fine-tuning to be done on that, from the boat ramp to the lagoon to the amount of theaters to the parking structure, which is pretty big.
Right.
So it has to go through a lot of iterations before it's finally approved.
I need to clarify something because there's been a lot of back and forth about it's a mall. No, it's not a mall. It's a mall. It's not a mall. I looked it up, the definition of mall. According to the, like, there's some group, the Shopping Centers of America or something, some big group. A mall traditionally has what they call big box anchor tenants.
Right.
And then the other option, if it's not a mall, is what they call an open-air lifestyle center. So this is not a mall.
Mm-hmm.
What Senator Cal is proposing is technically not a mall. Just let's get that out there, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mall is a soundbite. It's a political soundbite, and like traffic's a soundbite. So
yeah.
I'm just accustomed to hearing the word mall from a certain segment of the citizens, but it doesn't make it a mall because what someone else believes is fact does not make it fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have my notes in front of me, but I think it's like 28% retail and 30% restaurants. And that does not make it a mall. But, for some reason, malls have a bad connotation now, even though our citizens are flocking to Del Amo Mall and spending their money over there in Torrance, and all the tax money is going there. But
And El Segundo?
And El Segundo, the point up there is, I've never been there, but I understand it's wonderful.
It's killing it, Steve. It's killing it. It's so popular. I went over there a couple of times in the last month or so. I had to go to the store, and while I was there, I was going to get lunch. Lines out the door of every restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
During the week, you can't get a parking space.
And a lot of the
there.
People that are complaining about the so-called mall at the waterfront are probably shopping at the point.
And
that's driving from South Redondo, say, up to the point is causing traffic.
Yeah,
but
I'm guilty.
We're not our own little island. Traffic travels through Redondo Beach.
Sure.
We're not the cause of all the traffic. So, we can't go dormant just so we don't add any more traffic. Unfortunately, this is L.A. County, and it's got traffic. We're not living out in Death Valley.
Hmm.
But, we made a comment earlier about my always living near Sepulveda or PCH.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 20 years in the insurance business with an office on Sepulveda, two different locations in Manhattan Beach. And, back in the 80s, and this is anecdotal, I don't have any Caltrans numbers to back it up, but back in the 80s it seemed like the traffic was just as heavy or heavier than it is now going down Sepulveda at rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be attributed to El Segundo when, in the 80s and early 90s, the aerospace business was booming. And thank God they were here or none of us would live here. My dad worked for Garrett Corporation. If it wasn't for the aerospace industry, most of us wouldn't live in the South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But El Segundo is a ghost town now compared to what it was 25, 30 years ago. And another good example is Northrop Grumman, formerly TRW.
Mm-hmm.
In the 70s and 80s, all the employees couldn't fit into the parking lot at TRW. They had to go park in North Redondo or over in Manhattan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you get off the radio show and drive up to Northrop Grumman this morning, you will see the parking lot is about half full.
Right.
So the traffic is going, most of it's going to El Segundo, and there's that business center for the aerospace has declined drastically up there. So, it's the traffic hasn't got worse, in my opinion. Now, I don't have data to back that up, but always lived near Sepulveda, you get traffic or you don't, but I don't see it being any worse now than it was. And, you know, that's just a sound bite along with the word mall.
Well, I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of that, Mayor. I drive up to the Point to shop, and I drive over to Del Amo to shop. I love both places. It would be nice if there was something closer.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I have no problem with people going to the Point or going to Manhattan Beach or Torrance. You know, we're all one big South Bay area. But, you know, it'd be nice to have something where people in Redondo are going, wow, let's go down to the pier. Let's go down to the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the businesses on the pier and the surrounding waterfront area are all on board with this.
Mm-hmm.
There's another misnomer going around. The legacy tenants, so to speak, are not being thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's on the pier, or the Trutanich family's 110% on board with this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have people saying, well, you're going to blow up old Tony's. Well, if the building doesn't get blown up and remodeled, it's going to fall down anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the Trutanich family's aware of that. There's not, that building cannot be updated legally because of the ADA requirements.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even turn around in the bathroom, much less a wheelchair.
Right.
And you can't get a wheelchair up to that crow's nest. You can't get a wheelchair to most of the seats at
Tony. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And the building is old, and it's got a lot of character, but it's not like it's from Boston in 1780 or something. It's not that historic. It's got to be replaced. And the Trutanich family's on board.
Yeah.
And all the businesses down there will be accommodated.
Mm.
And you know, again, Mayor, I ride my bike. You know, the Esplanade, the Strand, is my personal highway. That's how I get to and from all the beach cities. Whenever I have business or anything in Manhattan or Hermosa, I ride my bike. So I ride my bike along there several times a week. And during the week, there is nobody down there.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody down there.
Exactly. Even on the weekends, it's very underserved. And it's really sad. Now, the pier did have a bad reputation with the locals, and it might have been deserved 20 years ago, but it's not deserved now.
Mm-hmm.
It's as safe as place that you're going to find in L.A. County.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, but it's not hip. Now, it's kind of interesting that Kevin Cody at the Easy Reader told me that he considers he used the word hip, the hippest spot in the South Bay right now is the International Boardwalk.
Mm.
With all the new restaurants that have gone in there. So he wants to help us put together like an art, once a month art gallery down there, art show on that boardwalk in front of the Slip Bar and the Bass Kitchen and Nodges and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's a cool place. Now, of course, those places will all have to be gone and renovated with the new project.
Steve, can
everybody there except for Nodges has come in there in the last year or so with the idea of getting it on the ground floor with a new project.
Right.
Yes.
So it's not like if CentraCal came in and we started demolishing their restaurants tomorrow and we're putting them out of business. They knew this full well going in that they weren't going to be there forever.
Right.
But they wanted to be part of the new experience.
Yeah, they wanted to get their foot in the door.
But, you know, if they don't fix it, you don't need to worry about sea level rise. Big waves come in. We got sandbags down there right now.
Right. Most people don't understand that whole area that is called the International Boardwalk now was never meant to be a business district. It was storage.
Boat storage, yeah.
It was a place to put your junk where all the other places would store their stuff.
Right.
And, you know, you can tell that when you want to use a restroom down there.
Yeah.
And we're always talking to our city staff about it, about maintaining it.
Yeah.
But they're really, you go to a nice meal at one of those restaurants down there, and you got to use one of those public restrooms, it's not a pleasant thing.
Yeah.
So it's just got to be done. And there's going to be iterations that aren't what is being shown now on that CentraCal video.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you got to start somewhere. So people need to be a little patient and let the system work its way out. But the bottom line is the businesses down there are excited about it, and they're planning for a short-term shut, you know, maybe not a short-term, a rephrase I put for a shutdown for a while, but, you know, again, Jackie, you said you can't please everybody.
But,
you know, I wake up every day and I have a beautiful wife and I've got my daughters at home and we get to live Redondo Beach and I survived cancer. So, you know, nothing anybody can say can really piss me off. Go through our life and it's pretty, you know, you're happy. And, you know, there are some people that I don't think would be happy no matter what. We got people protesting a sunny day down here.
You know, it causes cancer, all that sun.
It does, that's right, yeah. I just saw a dermatologist a few weeks ago. My wife made me go to her dermatologist, and I hadn't been one in years. He said, you're fine, but you wanted me to wear sunscreen
24/7. Yeah.
I go, you're out of your mind. I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's too much trouble. I'm not that patient.
Yeah.
He said, okay. I said, well, it's like, give me his warning so he can check it off his list.
Right. Gave the mayor his warning.
Yeah, wear sunscreen. Well, we're not going to do that.
Well, we've got another guest with us, Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. Hey, Bobby, are you with us?
I sure am.
Good to have you. And we're having a fantastic discussion with the mayor, Bobby, but... I guess there's some other things going on around town, huh?
We got some big stuff coming up, actually. I can't wait to tell you all about it. For the chamber side of things, tomorrow we have a network cafe at Orlando's Pizzeria and Berea. It's a midday event. It's going to take place at 11:30. It's $25 for chamber members and $30 for non-members. Now, this is an event you have to RSVP for, so if you haven't RSVP'd yet, make sure to give us a call at 310-376-6911, and that's for tomorrow's Network Cafe at Orlando's. And then the big event is next Tuesday is the State of the City. It's going to be a morning event, so it kicks off at 7:30. You can pre-register, though, and save $5 off the price at the door. This is going to take place at the Crown Plaza Redondo Beach and Marina Hotel, and that's going to be next week on February 16th, so next Tuesday. Of course, on the visitor side of things, this Sunday is Valentine's Day. And we've had a lot of members put together some special packages, hotel packages, activities, including Gondola Amore, which was rated one of L.A.'s most romantic activities by, I believe, L.A. Weekly. We've got that whole list on the visitor website. So if you want to finalize your Valentine's Day plans or make reservations, check out visitredondo.com and click on the button for Valentine's Day ideas.
Excellent. And Bobby, tell us how are things going with RedondoBeachWeddings.org?
They're going really great. We just took part in Bride Expo weekend before last, and we've had a huge response. I mean, having all the information in one place has been really beneficial to people looking to book their weddings. As we said when this all started, having like this dream of having your wedding in the sand, on the beach, with our gorgeous sunsets behind you, and we're just helping make that more possible for everybody. RedondoBeachWeddings.org now has outlines for what needs to happen if you want to get your permit to have it on the beach, but also for all our waterfront and beachfront venues, so they can walk you through how to plan your wedding. We have experts in the fields of wedding planning, officiants, all that sort of thing, easily categorized. So we're expecting to see, I mean, the response we've gotten is great. So we're expecting to see a bunch of weddings coming up this spring that people are choosing to make Redondo Beach their destination for a memory for the rest of their life.
Fantastic. So excited about that. The tremendous leadership from the Redondo Beach Chamber to get that done so that all the businesses surrounding weddings, which is a huge industry, can get focused and share experiences, and it's just a wonderful thing.
Well,
thank you so much. Thank you, Bobby. That's a wonderful thing, Mayor, that they've done that, because it really drives the wedding industry, whether you're a caterer or band, a wedding singer, or
a jeweler,
a
florist,
right?
It's
hairstylist, nails.
They're buying their wedding rings at the Lamo Mall. I think they probably have a caterer from Taurus. So. Well, one of the nicer places for a wedding that can handle most everything is the Portofino Hotel, too.
They right.
A great job there.
Right. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Bobby Christian.
Thank you.
Mayor, there's so many things going on. I'd like you to take a few minutes and just talk about some of the things we haven't talked about yet that you're really proud of or that you think really people need to think about in terms of the state of the city.
Well, there's fun things. Look at Harbor Drive, the bicycle track right there. It had a shaky beginning because, you know, people didn't know how to handle it. The little stop signs for bicyclists and the green lanes and things. But we've got awards for that now, and that's one of our most proud accomplishments this year. And, Jackie, you ride your bike up there. It's pretty spectacular, isn't it?
I love it. I can't even tell you how much I love it, but I have to admit, my husband is so bad about stopping at the stop signs and stoplights. I can't stand riding with him anymore. I'm like, you're going to get a ticket.
John, that's because he doesn't pay attention.
I know. It makes me crazy. I'm like, I come to the stop sign, I stop, I pay attention. He just thinks he can glide through. It's not the cars. It's the bicyclists that create.
Well, there's a lot of car issues too, but you know that's a different issue. But the we're pretty proud of that bike lane.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Shade Hotel about ready to go up. It's been going on fits and stops and starts, and mm-hmm. but it should be open the next few months. We're going to put some money into one of these called Ensenada Parkette up there in District 3. I think it's on Van Horn. I don't remember the exact street, but those little parkettes that are all around the city, we're going to totally renovate that and make that ADA approved. You know, the city consists of, part of my say to the city address is going to be, this city consists of a lot more than District 2, with the harbor area. We tend to focus too much on AES and Centrical, and that's all we ever talk about since I've ever been invented. But we have, you know, way up in North Redondo, we have Artesia we're trying to work on. We have to work with the Galleria about what's going to happen there. And they have five or six options that they're working on now. But there's a lot of fun things going on. We just had the Special Olympics, and how cool was that? Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl Sunday 10K, where there were, 7,000 or 8,000 people came to Redondo Beach and enjoyed the beautiful morning out there. And most of the people that come here or live here are really happy. Their streets are. You don't need a 4-wheel drive truck to drive down our streets. A special shout out here right now for we're going to have this early, next few months they'll be starting on. Finally finishing the Esplanade, the repaving of the Esplanade from Knob Hill up to Torrance Boulevard or Catalina. But, you know, you have to worry about all the little things. If you saw my emails and my texts I receive, I don't get many about development. I get it mostly about, hey, my trash hasn't been picked up. You know, there's a bike problem here, or thank you for doing that, or we need another trash can on the Esplanade. There's a lot of things to running a city. I don't run the city. I just kind of a master of ceremonies, I tell people. But, you know, we have so many things going on. Look at that. We just hired Keith Kaufman as our police chief.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get him on your radio show.
I've already reached out to him.
Okay.
Yes, I can't wait to have him on. Yeah.
And he's brilliant. He's absolutely probably one of the youngest police chiefs in the United States. He's changing the culture of our police department, and I don't even know what they mean by that. But everybody seems happier. They're all happy. Redondo Beach Police, we have a fine police department. You never see our police department in the news. doing bad things. I mean, or getting but Keith Coffin, he'd be a real plus to have on your show here. But we're so proud of hiring him. And you know, I could go on and on about the little things that the people don't focus on. And there is, you know, we have that third hotel going up on Marine Street up there by the freeway at 405.
Hmm.
Those little hotels, people always make fun of them when you drive by them on the freeway, whether you're in Redondo or in Corona or Fresno. You know, those little Holiday Inn Express type of places,
mm-hmm.
they're always filled up.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I've stayed in them, not the Redondo hotels, but I've stayed in them for years when you go to a soccer tournament or a softball tournament or something, and or you're traveling and you need to stay somewhere. Those places are, they're cash cows for the city. They bring a lot of tourists in that and business people. And the tourists that maybe can't handle the Portofino or the Crown Plaza, they still want to be in Redondo Beach. They'll stay up there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're only minutes away. Plus, they're next to the Green Line. And they can take that anywhere, you know, downtown L.A. or Long Beach. But there's just a lot going on in any city. But, you know, people don't focus on that. They focus on the big things. But if you go around town, the farther away you get from ground zero at the harbor, the fewer people want to discuss the harbor. They want to know what's going on at Anderson Park up there in North Redondo or at Dominguez Park. They want to know what's going on in their part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Well, I, for one, am thrilled. Can't wait for the new Shade to open. You know, that's going to save me a big bike ride up to Manhattan Beach every time I want to eat there.
Exactly.
I am so excited.
I don't want you
that.
To go to Manhattan Beach, Jackie. I want you to stay here in Redondo.
I know. Like, you want me to spend my money in Redondo. I totally get it. I totally get it. Well, yeah, I am so looking forward to that.
$15 hamburger he sells. Well, you know, the city gets a big chunk of that.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah, they don't give it away, that's for sure. But
right.
You know, Shade's a great example. Yeah, I've seen some things on. I had people email me, what's that big building? It's ugly. Well, it's not done yet. You know, you got to let things complete the process. And it's not going to stick out like a big hunk of concrete once it's completed. And, you know, why would these major investors make a building this ugly? And you got to give a chance to be completed and go visit it. And I think people are going to be ecstatic at the Shades in Redondo Beach.
Right.
I am. I'm thrilled.
I am too.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. What a classic hotelier Mike is, and it's going to be quality all the way. The service is impeccable. It's going to be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be terrific.
And look at that. The hour just flew.
It was quick. Mayor, I don't know how you did it, that hour flew by. We're looking so much forward to the State of the City address on the February 16th, ladies and gentlemen, just 6 days at the Crown Plaza Hotel at 7 a.m.
I want the world to sing me happy birthday because he scheduled it on my birthday. I'll be 63 years old on
Tuesday. All right.
So,
all right.
It's amazing. Never thought I'd live this long.
So do you wish you'd taken better care of yourself when you were younger?
Oh, every old person says that. I wouldn't give up the fun I had.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Most of my broken parts are results of sports or motorcycles.
Yeah.
But I sure had fun getting those dings and dents in me. So.
Mayor.
I'm not complaining, you know. And it's part of growing up.
Part of growing up. Mayor Steve Aspel, it's always a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mayor.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
You're very welcome. And, yes, everybody, we're going to have some great shows tomorrow and then Friday. So please join us. We're looking forward to so many great things coming up in the future. The future is bright, Jackie.
It is. I got to wear shades.
All right. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy. We'll see you at the State of the City, February 16th. Bye-bye now.